This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The point after here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. The Saints fall to the Carolina Panthers 26-7. A little club music coming in, but we're not in no club, that's for sure. Saints aren't in a partying mood. Neither is the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Well, Bobby, the league is humble, man. It's humbling league.
We're in the dungeon right now.
Doghouse.
We went from the penthouse to the outhouse right quick. I mean, that was embarrassing to say the least. How we embarrass the Cheeseheads, the Green Bay Packers. I think Sir Pound and the Carolina Panthers embarrass the Saints. I mean, you cannot sugarcoat it, and like Sean Payton said, dealing with COVID with the coaches and all the players out with injuries, nobody cares. It's the National Football League. It's just the way it is. Now, I think it does make a difference who's playing and not playing. You might say, well, next man up. And the Saints have done an overall outstanding job. But it kind of came to the forefront today where, Christian, it wasn't like Carolina was lucky to win 26-7. Luck? I mean, come on. It wasn't like 13-7. No, it was 26-7. Don't you have to kind of get first downs to score? I mean, you're not always got big plays. Christian, six first downs. I don't think I've ever been on a team that had six first downs in my life. Only six first downs? I don't think that's ever occurred. Six first downs, you should get that in a quarter and a half at least. If you're really rolling.
They had two in the first half.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Like I said, flip the script from last week. You look at third down, Christian, we were 50%. What was Green Bay, 10%? Well, it's just basically the other way around. Carolina was 8 of 15, 53%. We were 2 of 11, 18%. So it was the same thing. It's just, like I said, the scripts flip. What happened? Look, total net yards. Christian, this is embarrassing for a Sean Payton offense. Now, we didn't have a number of plays. 128 yards? We've seen 128 yards in a quarter. 128 total. And then you got Carolina running to 400. Now, only 43 offensive plays. I mean, it wasn't quite double. They had 73. The measuring stick is you should have about 65 offensive plays. Not give or take a few in a given game, but not never in the 40s. And we only had 43, so, I mean, we're not converting. Average game per play, 3 yards. Christian, if you look at it, God, I thought this would never happen. And then Drew Brees is not there. I thought, less of Drew's more. But I guess if you don't block up front, you're not converting. I said, we can never run into teams. I said, I don't want to see us running 18 times. We ran 17 attempts. But we're not winning. If any time you see us running the ball under 20 times, we're not beating nobody, Christian, this year.
Yeah.
We have to have that balance. Now, again, we didn't have the number of snaps, only 43 snaps. We only had 17 rushing attempts, where you look at Carolina had 33. Passing net yards, we ended up with 80. We didn't even hit the century mark because when you take in consideration the sacks and all that's net, we end up having gross like 111, and Jameis being 50%, 11 of 22. He had a couple of brain fart throws out there where just like, I don't know, I'm just throwing it.
Spaz moments.
I'm panicking, and I'm just throwing it. To hell with it. Well, you can't have that. God forbid the game's ever close, because even him doing that, the Saints weren't going to beat Carolina today. It was well out of hand. But if the game's close, you can't have those type of moments from the quarterback position. Now, Christian, this is never winning football. This is 7-10 points and end up winning 26-7. So it didn't come into play. But 9 or more penalties or 100 yards, I say no. That's like a touchdown. It's a double whammy. 9 penalties by itself is like boarding on giving up points, 3 points, whatever. But then when you throw up like 9 or more penalties, we had 11. And 100 yards in penalties, we had 115. No, that's about like 10 points. So you look at that. And they had 5 for 49. Carolina's way more disciplined team. Again, flip the script. You look, they had the ball 17 minutes more than we did. And we had it like for 21 and a half minutes. They had it for 38 and a half minutes. Ended up minus 1 in the turnover margin. It didn't really matter. We are plus 2 for the season. Now, if you look how the game unfolded, I thought it was going to be bad, Christian, from the get-go. Cesar Ruiz, I mean, we need to put him back at guard. We can't get McCoy soon enough. Because I'm telling you, his responsibility of playing center, having to make the calls to set protection. You're not playing with Drew Brees. And just in his overall angles and blocking, he was whiffing, like you said. And then at the beginning of the game, was he not ready to play? They have a snap count. And everybody, the tackles are ready to go, and you're not snapping the ball. We had a 3rd and 8. There was back-to-back penalties, illegal procedure, and a snap count. Now it's 3rd and 18, from the get-go. Now we're trying to keep pace with Carolina. If you remember, they went 5 plays, 75 yards. McCaffrey beat Zach Bond, plus 32. Zach Darnold,
Dan Arnold.
Dan Arnold to DJ Moore, plus 20, beat PJ Williams.
Okay, so you said Dan Arnold. Okay.
No, I'm talking about the quarterback. Sam.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. I thought you were talking about Dan Sam Arnold, Darnold, the tight end.
No, but Sam Darnold. No, they hit McCaffrey, DJ Moore, and then they ran a bootleg. It was plus 20. The point being, it was plus 32, plus 20, plus 20.
Three out of the 5 plays on that drive were chunk plays.
with 20 or more yards. So I was like, well, we better keep pace. But then not so fast. I thought Coach Payton and his staff, even though we're dealing with COVID, they got out coach. When we got the ball, you remember when Hassan Reddick came across, we expected the Troutman to block him. And this dude can sack the quarterback. He did it with the Cardinals. Now he's with the Panthers. That was a tough block on that sack. But again, it was 3rd and 8. Then it was 3rd and 13, 3rd and 18. Illegal procedure in the snap count with the tackle. Cesar Ruiz, nothing to write home about. Now, if you look at it, Christian, the way the game unfolded, I mean, I don't know. You look at times. They look like that Darnold could make a sandwich back there.
A lot of time. We had
no pressure. We did not get after the opposing quarterback. I'm looking at the pressure. We were not winning in the trenches. And a lot of times I think we take pride in winning in the trenches, but not so fast. Not so fast, Sean Payton and the staff. I think you got to give Coach Rhule and all a lot of credit. I think Paul Sudadebo also got picked on. That's going to be a continuous process. A couple of times he had good coverage, but he's guarding DJ Moore. Now, DJ Moore had 8 receptions. Okay, Chris, you might say, well, and I said this in the pregame, and they looked at, man, let me tell you, DJ Moore, they probably thinking, there ain't no way in hell Paulson and Debo could cover him. They might be confident, even if Lattimore played, to go with DJ Moore. The reason why I say that, since the start of the 2018 season, the last 2 seasons, Christian, you just look at what he's been able to do. Moore is the only wide receiver in the NFL with 1,200-plus yards from scrimmage in each of the past 2 seasons. You know what? He also leads in yards per reception. He was ahead of Tyreek Hill and all those guys. So this is not a receiver that's intimidated by the Saints. So that did not surprise me, the success of DJ Moore, when all was said and done. Now, if you look at it, Christian, Carolina got to feel good about themselves right now going 2-0. And like, we don't play him until week 17, and it could be a completely different game considering who's playing. But if you look at it, with the week one win, and now starting out 2-0, they're feeling good about themselves because they haven't been 2-0 since 2017. So they're going to be confident going forward. They got Sam Darnold at quarterback, and it's pretty much, you know, we were trying to win five games in a row. That would have tied the record. We did that, the Saints beating the Panthers five games in a row from 2002, but that did not occur. But overall, Carolina, they're so familiar, division opponent. Christian, look at the sample size. We are now 27 wins and 26 losses when we play Carolina.
About 50-50.
Yeah, and we've done good on the road. And now we have 14 wins and 13 losses. So it just goes to show you the opponent that you're familiar with, a division opponent. But it didn't surprise me how well they played defensively. Now, I know you might say, well, it was the Jets last week. But I look at their defense and putting pressure on the opposing offense. They did it now back-to-back games against the Jets and the Saints. And, you know, last week, Christian, they had 6 sacks, 9 quarterback hurries, 6 tackles for a loss. Well, they had that kind of production today against Jameis. They sacked Jameis 4 times. So now in 2 games, they got 10 sacks.
That's got to be near the top of the league.
Christian, I would think if it's not top of the league, it's top 2 or 3, without a doubt. So I thought Andrews Pete struggled at times. I think we really miss McCoy. We miss McCoy at center. Listen, I think Alvin Kamara is great. I think Christian McCaffrey is great. I just think Christian McCaffrey is better than Alvin Kamara. I think you're just more consistent. That's just my opinion. I think sometimes you already paid Kamara the big bucks. Remember that one time we didn't get the first down? Why are you going out of bounds?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things that I know. I'm only saying this because I hear Deuce talk about it quite a bit. There was one play, the ball was, he was running to his left and the ball was in his right hand.
Why don't you put it in your left hand and use a stiff arm?
Yeah, and he had an opening. Had he been able to get by that defender, he might have picked up several yards.
I think at times Christian McCaffrey gets more yardage after contact or whatever. And it's not, I'm not hating on that because I think they're both outstanding, but it just goes to show you contribution beginning of the season. Last week, McCaffrey had 187 total yards. Well, today against the Saints, where I think Alvin Kamara can average this, well, McCaffrey had 137 total yards. You know, Kamara had 30. That's unacceptable. He's one of our weapons that has to have a high level of success, or we're not winning anything. The bottom line now, Jameis Winston. This is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. He threw a 50%, had a quarterback rating basically a 27, and no touchdowns, couple of interceptions. Sam Darnold looked really poised. I think Sam Darnold's going to have success getting out of New York. He threw for a little over 300 yards. Now, he had one
freak out moment
with an interception, but still a quarterback rating right around 100. But, Christian, it wasn't a game that you could say, boy, the Saints are right there and had a chance. We didn't have a chance. We didn't have a chance. After the first quarter,
The Saints never had a lead.
No, but when I'm looking, when all of a sudden we shoot ourselves in the foot, it's 3rd and 8, 3rd and 13, now 3rd and 18, and then all of a sudden, here we're behind 7-0, and you think we're gonna hang? We are hanging in there, but you don't. But then this is when I was really discouraged in the second quarter, because this is a Saints drive. What we saw against Green Bay, they went 15 plays. And 9 minutes they ate up on the clock. And now think about that. 15 plays and 9 minutes they ate up on the clock.
They only got a field goal out of it.
That's what I'm saying. Ate up all that and it's just 10-0. But I was like, man, they are controlling the tempo and what's actually happened. Now, Christian, on a positive note, and there was some positive, I think he's gonna grow and be a part of this, Peyton Turner. I thought Peyton Turner, we didn't see him in a preseason game or a regular season game. We just watched him in practice. He ended up having five total tackles. He had a sack. He had a quarterback hurry. He had three tackles for a loss. That's impressive.
It's very good.
In one game. And I think Ty Montgomery, this is outstanding. Any special teams game, he had three total tackles, two unassisted on special teams. But other than that, Christian, ain't nothing to write home about. It was embarrassing. How we got embarrassed by the Packers, the Panthers embarrassed the New Orleans Saints today.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrett, coming back to your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. I got two open, 504-260-1870. The Saints fall to 1-1 as the Panthers beat them 26-7 today at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.